Unfortunately, and I suppose this is always the case, there are a small number in various parts of the county that unfortunately have not engaged with us to the extent that's required in order to address the level of arrears that are at play. And as a result of that, we find ourselves in a position where we have to take this enforcement action, which we'll be commencing next week throughout the county.
Is the door still open to these customers, though, to get in contact and try and get a stay at least?
Our advice to anyone who is in arrears of water charges is to talk to us before we get to the point of having to issue you with disconnection notices. Those who have already received disconnection notices, yes, certainly, if they make proactive engagement with us this week, and if they come to an arrangement with us that is mutually acceptable, then we'll certainly work with them in relation to that, as we have been trying to do in all cases over the last number of months. But I do have to reiterate the fact that once we get to the point of having disconnection teams on the ground, the enforcement action will likely be carried out. So
a byproduct of this could be a business that is operational but struggling, and the council comes along and cuts their water supply, which could effectively close the businesses. I mean, that's a reality.
Donegal County Council, I think above most organisations, is very well aware of our responsibility to businesses as one of the primary economic development support organisations in the county. And the elected members of Donegal County Council and the executive are very well aware of that. And that's why we've been taking very proactive approaches in dealing with businesses to ensure that only in the most exceptional cases, and really where we don't get engagement to address the issue, are we going to be taking this enforcement action.